know all. I know Blade wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face wrong. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home. Ooh, 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 ooh.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be taken as dialed. Please check the number or try your call again.
Welcome to Reach Radio. Reach Radio, just another way to say real estate education and community housing. We assist low to moderate income families reach the American dream of home ownership through education and financial awareness. Our mission is placing you in a home, not a house. Our phone number is 561-491-1670, or you can visit us at our website at reachforhousing.org. That's reach, the number 4, housing.org. And that's how you get a hold of us. Today we're going to take a look at South Florida's housing markets, if the recovery is working or if it's not working, and how new regulations will affect home sales in South Florida. We have some of the best housing and financial experts on the show today here to assist you in achieving the American dream of owning your own home. But before we get started, let's check the headlines with our newsmaster, Producer Mort. Producer Mort, how are you today?
I'm good. Good morning to you in this wet, wet, wet Florida.
It's
morning.
It's raining cats and dogs, and don't step in a poodle. Oh, no, please. What's topping the headlines today,
yeah,
Mort?
Let's get to the serious news. This news today comes from the front page of the Palm Beach Post. Staff writer Kimberly Miller. Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi warned Bank of America this week that she's ready to go to court to enforce a $25 billion national mortgage settlement after hundreds of homeowners complained and an affront to her own staff. Bondi, who was a lead negotiator on the landmark agreement and her attorney's effort to help homeowners, are repeatedly stymied by form letters referring them to Bank of America's foreclosure lawyers. Also, she said her office is having to get involved in cases where there are common sense solutions that should be easy to reach. In one situation described in the letter, Bank of America allegedly refused to speak with a homeowner's legal aid lawyer because of a simple dispute over a zip code. Bondi said, but for an intervention of my office, it is likely these borrowers would have lost their home to foreclosure despite their effort to obtain a loan modification or mitigate their losses by obtaining relief. Bank of America released a statement saying it would provide more mortgage relief to homeowners under the settlement than all other lenders combined and works quickly to address any problems brought to our attentions. Bondi's stern words are a turnaround from a tepid response she had last month when New York attorney Eric Snyderman announced plans to sue Wells Fargo and Bank of America for failing to improve timelines tied to processing loan modifications. At the time, Bondi said she was closely monitoring compliance. I am pleasantly surprised that the Attorney General is taking these steps to enforce settlement she initially opposed. Royal Palm Beach-based foreclosure defense attorney Tom Rice said about Bondi's letter, "We hope that she will continue to track down and support Florida homeowners." The national mortgage settlement was signed last year by Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Citi, Chase, and Ally Financial as a means to atone for years of mortgage and foreclosure-related abuses. It includes not only monetary relief to homeowners, but also consumer service requirements as assigning borrowers a single bank representative and restricting dual tracking, where foreclosure and a loan modification are pursued simultaneously. Okay, another news. That was on the front page of the Palm Beach Post this morning. But another related article is Governor Scott has signed the settlement spending plan. Governor Scott signed SB 1852 Tuesday, laying out $200 million in spending from a foreclosure fraud settlement with the nation's largest banks. Most of the banks will go to affordable housing programs. Most of the money from the banks will go to affordable housing programs, housing for homeless, legal aid for troubled homeowners affected by the burst of the housing bubble, and funding to help the courts address the foreclosure case backing. A breakdown of where the $200 million will go is as follows. $9.1 million to take stock in children program to provide two-year college dormitory contracts for those children that are going to college. $5.2 million in technology updates for the state court system. $16 million for additional retired judges to help relieve the foreclosure backlog. $9.7 million to the clerks of the court to expedite foreclosure cases. $10 million to legal aid services for low and middle income homeowners facing foreclosure. $10 million to the Department of Children and Families for increasing capacity of the emergency shelters for domestic violence victims. $20 million to Habitat for Humanity to rehabilitate or reconstruct accessible affording housing for low-cost homes, and $60 million to Florida Housing Finance Corp to use in the State Apartment Incentive Program, $40 million to the State Housing Incentive Program, $10 million for traditional housing for the homeless, and another $10 million to upgrades to housing development to make them accessible and usable for disabled tenants. That is where the $200 million that Governor Scott just signed into law will go. Okay.
$200 million. Well, that sounds like a stimulus package all by itself.
It certainly is for our state. And again, this is very important news because we're some of this money is now rolling in, but you see where it's going. A lot of it's going to the courts.
Exactly.
To help with the foreclosure backlog.
Well, it is one of the biggest foreclosure backlogs that we've ever had in this country. And I believe, and I'm not trying to stick up for the banks, but I think they were overwhelmed with the massive amounts of foreclosure. It's almost like it was a plan, right?
Well, okay. All right. Well, anyway, that's the latest news. I'll be back at the bottom of the hour with some more news articles and some international and national news.
Mort, you are the man.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Well, let's take some phone calls here. We have a guest on the line, Paul Baltram. Paul is the director of operations in the hardest hit homeowner assistance division of the law office of Paul A. Krasker in West Palm Beach. Paul has 20 years in the mortgage banking business, and he knows everything. That's what I was told. Paul, are you there?
Good morning. How are you?
Well, we're doing great. Are you out there in the rain today?
I'm staying out of it.
Well, that's the best thing. Let me ask you a question, Paul. What in the world does a homeowner assistance division do? How do you advise homeowners who are experiencing the wrath of foreclosure?
Sure. About 3 years ago, myself and Paul Krasker wanted to create a reliable source of information for homeowners who are in difficult situations. And even today, we still see it. A homeowner is facing foreclosure or they're not quite sure what to do with their property. And they go to the internet and they read articles and they talk to friends and they call various professionals, and they may get six different recommendations for their particular situation. And a lot of times those recommendations are biased to that company's particular business. So we wanted homeowners to find that comfortable place to call. We give free consultations for homeowners, and we basically ask, what's your situation? What do you want to accomplish with your property? And then we provide free recommendations back to those homeowners to give them a direction to go. And obviously, should they want us to help them, we have several departments very capable to help them with their particular recommendations.
Very nice. When you say hardest hit, obviously, I mean, anyone hit with a foreclosure, that's pretty hard. Is there a special definition for hardest hit?
Yeah, there's. We have the Homeowners Assistance Division at our firm, and within the Homeowners Assistance Division, we actually have a contract where we are an approved advisor agency for the Florida Hardest Hit Fund. A lot of homeowners have not heard about this fund. It's $1 billion that was passed from the federal government to the state of Florida to be used mostly for homeowners who are either unemployed or have had a reduction in income at no fault of their own. And the benefit to the homeowner is that it makes their mortgage payment for 12 months, and if they are behind, It can also help to pay to reinstate the loan. It's completely free for the homeowner to apply. And if the homeowner ends up staying in the house for 5.5 years, there's no payback on any of the money. So it's not really a permanent solution like a modification may be, but it's definitely some relief to try to give the homeowner time to find better employment or to find employment, period. And if they are behind now but they have a better job, it can help pay money to help reinstate the loan to get them current and get them back on their feet.
That's amazing. I wasn't aware that a program like that exists. That's $1 billion.
Correct. And we still have a lot of funding to use. We're now into the fund 2 years as of April, and the hardest hit fund goes all the way to 2017.
What does it take to qualify for a fund like that?
Yeah, great question. It's got to be your primary residence. You have to have a particular financial hardship where you're either on unemployment or you had that reduction in income at no fault of your own, meaning your hours were cut, you lost a job, and now you have another job making less money, or your wages were cut, things like that.
Like 27% of the population is experiencing right now, is that?
Exactly, and that applies to individuals who are self-employed. If you have your own business, now you're making less money than you were in the past, that's a complete eligible hardship. So obviously, in South Florida especially, where we have a very high percentage of people who are self-employed, it could be a really nice opportunity. You have to have a certain income to debt ratio. So,
of course.
That's pretty much the meat and potatoes. So what we always recommend is, since our office is an approved advisor agency with Florida Housing out of Tallahassee, who you just mentioned earlier, a homeowner can call into our office and get what's called a pre-screen, where we'll just ask the real quick questions and make sure they fit the criteria. And if they do, we can help them get started on the application. They can call our homeowner hotline that we have set up. I'll just go ahead and say it real quick.
Go ahead.
877-332-1965. The homeowner hotline. Homeowner can call in. We'll literally give them a pre-screen for 10 minutes to see if it's worth them applying, and if so, we can help them with the application. Completely free to apply.
Oh, that's fantastic. You could also visit their website at www.kraskerlaw.com. That's KraskerLaw.com. And again, that phone number is 877-332-1965. That's a great number, by the way. What were you doing in 1965?
Wasn't quite born yet, but I was thinking about it.
answering the phones is what you were doing. So you're over at the event right now, is that correct?
I'm not, but my staff is. We actually have a couple of hardest hit underwriters that are there to answer questions and actually do pre-screens. And then we also have a couple representatives from our permanent solution departments, where we help homeowners with either foreclosure matters or help give them direction if they want to go to short sale, if they want to try to attempt a modification. You mentioned something before about the PAM Bondi article in the Palm Beach Post today,
right?
And you're going to start hearing more and more about this dual tracking.
Isn't that a fast track? Is that what you call a fast? That's the fast track bill.
No, the fast track bill is what Governor Scott just signed, basically saying the older foreclosures are now going to be pushed through the court systems.
Right.
And then the other thing is, and listeners need to really know this, and our public needs to know this, that if you are served a foreclosure notice, you have 20 days to respond. That hasn't changed. But now that 20 days is absolutely critical to hire an attorney to start your foreclosure defense and your defenses of that foreclosure, because if you don't, and if those defenses aren't handled the right way, the foreclosure is going to be accelerated. So you're just not... They're trying to eliminate the homeowners that have been in the home 2, 3, 4 years and haven't been paying on their mortgage. And we hope that combined with this dual tracking, which is different than the bill. Dual tracking is when a homeowner applies for a HAMP modification, or they're being considered for the Department of Justice settlement, that the bank or mortgage company also continues the foreclosure process. It happens all the time. We see it all the time. In fact, we actually responded to what Kim Miller was referring to in her article, and we have 143 clients, and we sent it to the Attorney General's office, and actually they were very, very responsive to us. 143 of our clients are being foreclosed on and also have a modification application pending.
Go ahead, sorry.
And it's called dual tracking, and it should not be happening.
Right. This is a mess that our economy's in, and a lot of people just don't know what to do. They're like thrown to the wolves, kind of. And I'm assuming that your firm will straighten them out and set them on the right track.
That's well put. We'll set them on the right track. We have a lot of homeowners who call in and say they'd like to stay in the property, and before we will even start helping them, before we will have them as a client, we want to make sure their numbers match different programs that are out there, like the HAMP modification program. If they want a short sale, we can look at a couple of programs that are out there that even sometimes pay a little money to them to help with the transition of moving. Homeowners probably get frustrated because they apply for programs where they don't fit the criteria.
Right.
So they're already starting a losing battle. So first and foremost, we want to take a look at their financials, take a look at their situation, take a look at what they want to accomplish, and then point them in that right direction.
That is fantastic information. I wasn't aware of that bill. And if you're a struggling homeowner, this is where you need to call. It's the Krasner Law Firm at 877-332-1965. Paul Baltram, you have been a wonderful guest and very helpful. The information was great. Thanks for being on the show.
Anytime. You guys are doing a great job, and we appreciate you guys getting the word out.
You bet. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
All right. Reach Radio is here to assist low and to moderate income families to achieve the American dream of home ownership. And all that is going on today at the Lake Worth High School, located at 1701 Lake Worth Road. Our representatives are there right now. We'll be talking to them later as they check in to let us know what's going on. That event started at 9 a.m. this morning, closes at 3. If you're in mortgage trouble, if you're struggling with your payments, facing foreclosure, you may want to visit the good folks at the Lake Worth High School at the Reach Radio Discovery Community event. At last count, I believe the good folks at Reach say they have 96 properties available for home. Well, I guess you can't adopt a house. It'd be buy a home. But we have a program that can help you out. And if you want to find out if you qualify for that program, call 561-491-1670. I did that so you could write that down real easy. That being said, it's time for our Reach Radio Residential Report. Say that 10 times real fast, see how that works, right? In the city of Boynton Beach in Palm Beach County, we have a 703-foot square foot home. It's a one-bedroom home, and it's ready for stress-free waterfront relaxation. It has central air and heat, ceramic tile and carpet. The big bedroom, you know why we call it the big bedroom? Because according to those in charge, we can't call it a master bedroom anymore. So it's the big bedroom. And it utilizes the tub-shower combination, the kitchen complements, dishwasher, fridge, range, and the ever-popular garbage disposal. If you're a condo lover, this is the place you've been waiting for. For additional information on property 3297, that's property number 3297 in Boynton Beach, call 561-491-1670. Tell them that you would like more information about listing number 3297. Reach Radio is here to assist low to moderate income families achieve the American dream of home ownership. Reach counselors are here to assist you in achieving your home ownership goals. So don't worry about your income or what your credit rating may be. That's not part of the REACH program. Their office number is 561-491-1670. So if you know of someone that meets that qualification, have them call us at REACH at 561-491-1670. I like it. That's nice music. Bring that up a little bit. If you didn't recognize that, that's Country Home by John Denver. Great, great, great song. Anyway, that's what we do at REACH. Well, let's get our next guest up on the line here. And, you know, in times of the confusion that we're having with our foreclosure market and people losing their homes, what's left to do but move in with family or a relative or a friend? And that might work out in the short run, but in the long run, we have some advice for you. Today we have with us Pastor Regis. How are you today?
So good.
So far, so good?
So far, so good.
You made it through the rain, right?
Well, it's tough, but I got it done.
Where's your church located?
It's on Broadway in Riviera Beach, 2113 on Broadway in Riviera Beach, and Florida. And
just a good old non-denominational church? Or
non-denominational church.
Well, great. I appreciate you coming into the show today. I have a few questions for you. I know you were just outside. You didn't get in here quickly, but you're here now, and that's good. We were talking about the effects of foreclosure and how people lose their homes, and then they wind up moving in relatives or friends or even the dreaded mom and dad. So what effects does the foreclosure have on the family structure?
Even the foreclosure divided families, and it's really tough to handle, because many families that they try to live together, even they don't like it, because the foreclosure is really tough for the family right now in many ways.
Well, what have you found in the church, the feedback that you get? Do most people move in with friends, or is it relatives, or mom and dad?
Some of them move in with friends, mommy, dad, even leave United States to go to Canada.
Wow, to live with mom and dad. Yeah, have to have a place to live.
Yeah, that's the big effect that's make it too in the economy of the country. When the people leave their home, they can pay their mortgage, and they cannot be able to afford it, and they have to live to another land and to survive.
Wow. Leave the country. Let me ask you this, and I know you deal with this because it's theology of your business, if you will.
Mostly.
Who gets the blame? Isn't that the thing that crops up first? The blame starts coming? Is that the biggest unrest in the family unit?
Yes, he is.
In other words, you're the one that lost your job, so you're the one that lost our house, so it's all your fault.
Fault.
And that's the crack in the rock that starts the foundation.
The foundation to be split.
What advice do you have to families that are? I mean, I know it's easy to say, look, you can't blame him, you can't blame her, but that's human nature, right?
Yeah. The advice that I have is not really is the one that's going to be in effect, but if they can find a way to sit down with some families and help them accommodate, not really with money, but with some kind of extension, lowers the interest rate and give them a chance to back up on their feet.
Right. Well, we just heard Paul talk about that program. They do have a program. It's a fast-track program that helps homeowners stay in their home. But I'm sort of looking for the theological, because it's very upsetting when you lose. Just moving. Just yes. When people move from one apartment or a house to another house, very stressful. And I can imagine what it's like to lose your home and then have to move back in with mom and dad.
It's tough. It's really tough.
Is there? I hate to put you on the spot, but is there any scripture that comforts believers about the financial system that governs us today?
Well, the scripture that you can use, help others while it's the day, because today is the day to help the others, and by this way, tomorrow, the benefit will come back to you, because whatsoever you sow, that you shall reap, that the reaping and sowing.
That's right. Help, well, it's pretty much back to the golden rule, do unto others.
Yes, do for the others. All that right. can be done for you, do it for the others.
Well, isn't that a little difficult inside the family, though? I can just imagine how the couples, how those arguments start, and there must be something, at least in Scripture or in the Word, that would help ease that pain.
Well, only way that can ease that pain, he says, pray and expect something come up ahead will be better.
Right.
There are always better days ahead. But if you pray and seek in the Lord and stay peaceful, and God, with the mind of the government, will change everything for the better
right.
life.
I would think that would be direct the anger towards him. He can take it. he's the guy. Well, what do you experience anything like that in your church? I'm sure that the population is just there. What kind of feedback are you getting from the people that attend?
Yeah, the first feedback that we have, because of lack of income, good income, we can see the offering and everything tithing coming really in low level.
Mm-hmm.
And that give us, as a preacher, we cannot be able to enforce what we're supposed to enforce.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But still a lot of counseling. You offer counseling.
Yes, I did.
Great, great. Tell us where your church is again.
2111 Broadway, in Riviera Beach, Florida, 33404.
Well, Pastor Regis, that's fantastic. I'm glad that you came in. And if you have any closing words of relief to our listeners, especially if they're in the foreclosure avenue.
Well, I can go back in Creole just to make them feel like, you know.
Perfect.
You know, that's my native language. Creole is my native language.
Right.
I can tell to every one of them, patience, be patient, wait for the better days ahead. God is a God of the provider. He will be a provider on the due time, and everything will be all right. It won't take long, but it will be all right.
I thought you were going to say that in Creole.
Well, sometimes I forgot my own language.
All right, I won't put you on the spot, but we thank you for coming in today. And is there a phone number that you have for the church, sir?
Yeah, my phone number is 561-460-1419. Sougen n'importe question, ou m'attirez-les nous, va faire le mieux que je suis capable. I will do the best that I can. If you have any question, I can answer it.
Thank you, Pastor Regis, for joining us today.
Merci beaucoup. Have a good day.
Oh, I like that. That's great. Well, once again, it's time to take a look at some other properties that we have on the market. And let's take a look at what we have here in the city of Green Acres. In Palm Beach County, of course, this is a 1,468-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-full-baths property waiting for you to move in. It has a utility room, a laundry room, and a den. Central air and heat, of course, vinyl flooring. Kitchen appliances come with the refrigerator, of course, the microwave and the range. It's a condo. It's a very big condo. And it's just the right size for your family. And if that fits your situation, then call us at 561-491-1670. Ask them about more information on listing 3331. That's 561-491-1670. And the listing is number 3331. Once again, Reach Radio is here to assist low to moderate income families achieve the American dream of home ownership. Reach counselors are online for you to assist you in achieving the goal of home ownership. So don't worry about your income, how much money you make, or if you have a job or not, if your credit rating is good or bad. That's not part of the REACH mission. Our mission is to help you get into a home, not a house, a home. So call 561-491-1670 for more information about listing number 3331. That's great if you want to live in the Green Acres area. Now we're back to that nice music again. Bring that up, huh? That's great. That's Country Road by John Denver, if you're familiar with that piece. Coming up next in the studio, we have with us Debbie Smith. She is the president and founder of Home Run Real Estate. She started the business in 2003, located in West Lake Worth. Home Run Real Estate has hundreds of licensed professionals with more than 30 years in the biz. Deb, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Okay, if I call you Deb?
Yes, that's fine.
Is that what your mom called you?
Deborah.
Oh. I thought that was reserved for just when you were in trouble.
I did that a lot.
Deborah. All right. So tell us a little bit about Home Run Real Estate.
I started Home Run, like you said, in 2003. We serve Palm Beach County, Broward, Miami-Dade. We're also in the Naples area, Martin, St. Lucie customers. We sell bank-owned properties, short sale, and resale properties, new construction.
Oh, the short sale. Isn't that the word of the day?
Yes, it is. It should be more.
What is a short sale?
It's when the seller or the homeowner owes more than it's worth, than the property's worth.
So the bank's willing to take...
Do a shortfall.
A shortfall. All right. In other words, take the money and run.
Right. Well, they'll take what the appraised value is today.
Is that a good thing for the banks or a good thing for the homeowner? How's that work?
Well, neither. The bank is taking a loss. The homeowner, in most cases, maybe has invested some money over the years living there, and they're gonna, there's no equity in the property, and that's due to 2004 to 2006 when the properties increased so rapidly.
Wow. So if you're in that situation, say you're in a condo or something like that, and you feel yourself falling behind, what about those condo fees? Do you keep paying those?
Well, it would be better if the homeowner were to continue paying the HOA dues, because the HOA or condominium have the right to foreclose. And there is a law that was passed that they can rent the property if they do foreclose prior to the bank.
The condo association can rent the property.
Can rent out the property to help regain some of their lost fees. And they can rent it out until the bank goes ahead and forecloses.
So just in today's world, the way things are going on, the advice would be if you stopped paying your mortgage, don't stop paying your condo fees.
Correct. If you're not going to walk away from the property and you do want to short sale it and not have a foreclosure on your record, it would be best. It would be a smoother closing to continue paying the HOA fees because they are moving quickly.
Right. Oh, the condos are
taking
advantage of the new law, right?
Yes, they are.
Out you go. I believe that's the deal.
We've even sold properties for the HOAs working with the previous owner and still selling it in a short sale, but the HOAs, they've rented it out the entire time.
You can get some pretty good deals right now on a short sale if you got a little cash hanging around, right? No?
Right now they are looking at appraised value. That we don't have a lot of inventory. We have a lot of buyers. Short sale lenders look at the appraised value. That it's not a bank foreclosure where maybe you might get a little bit better of a deal, but not in today's market. The short sales are getting appraised values.
Well, how's our market doing? We talked at the beginning of the show. We'd talk about how the market was going in South Florida. Is the market getting better?
Yes. Even though we were dried up a little bit of inventory, we've gotten some more inventory on the market. We do have a lot of buyers. People are qualified. They have jobs. They have money in the bank. Our home ownership in Palm Beach County in South Florida is doing very well. We've increased quite a bit.
How do you see the market in the next 5 years?
Increasing. We'll increase the way it was in the 1990s. We have to forget about 2004 to 2006. That was unrealistic. We are back in equity climbing as it did in the past.
So Is 5 years too long of a time to look out? Would it be better to ask that question, how's the market going to be in 2 years?
Yes, because you don't know. Interest rates will probably start to creep up a little bit, but we're still not looking at 6 and 7% interest rates that we did in the 90s or 10 to 16% in the 80s.
Well, yeah, I remember those years.
So do I.
In a shortfall situation, I'm sorry, in a short sale situation, will the bank help me relocate the money for that?
Some of the banks are helping the sellers or the borrowers move. So they'll credit them some money at closing, relocation fees. There's HAFA programs. There's HEMP programs. There's different avenues to go. It can be anywhere from $3,000 to as much as $35,000. But the bank saves money by working with an owner and doing a short sale than a foreclosure.
Aren't short sales mostly cash?
No. You can get financing.
Oh, really?
Any type, FHA, conventional. Even if you have repairs that are needed to the home, a buyer can get an FHA 203K loan that helps with repair money.
And you know all about that stuff, right?
Yes.
Because
yes,
you've been doing it for...
I've been in real estate for a little over 15 years, and Home Run is just going to a 10th year.
Well, you have a fantastic business there. You have how many agents, I think?
341 realtors.
That's great. How many offices?
We have four offices, and we just branched out into the Naples area on the west coast of Florida.
Wow. Well, the show actually reaches that area through the iHeartRadio app, you know, that you can listen to us all over the world through the internet, and that's the beauty of Clear Channel and their iHeartRadio app there. How do we get a hold of you, Debbie, if someone wants to find out more about this?
Well, you can reach us at 561-433-3836. You can visit our website at homerunrealestate.com, and you can also reach us on our toll-free number, 800-967-7074.
That's great. Well, listen, thanks for coming in and talking to us today. We appreciate you taking your time to come down on this rainy, terrible day.
Well, thank you.
That's great. All right. Let's take a look at another piece of property that we have offered. You know, like I said before, we have about 96 properties that are available for you right now. If you're looking for a home, maybe not necessarily a house, but a home, then you need to call us at 561-491-1670. The next property that we're looking at is in the city of Lake Worth. Again, it's in Palm Beach County. It's a 1,262 square foot, two-bedroom property. The big bedroom adorns the tub shower condo, central air and heating with ceramic tile and wood flooring. The kitchen appliance combo includes a range, refrigerator, and the ever-popular microwave, and it's in the town of Lake Worth. It's a perfect place for the right couple. If whatever you want to call it, it's home ownership, and that's what we do at Reach. We help low to moderate income families obtain the American dream of home ownership. And that is the name of the game. It's all about the house, right? So call us at 561-491-1670 and ask for more information about listing 3320. Again, that number is 561-491-1670. And the listing number for that home in Lake Worth is 3320. Once again, Reach Radio is here to assist low to moderate income families obtain the American dream of home ownership. Reach counselors are here to assist you in achieving that dream, so don't worry about your income or your credit rating. We all go through the good times and the bad times, and the good folks at Reach are here to help you out. Their number again, 561-491-1670, and the property listing in Lake Worth is 3320. If you're looking for a home, that's what we do. Our website is www.reach4housing.org. That's www.reach4housing.org. Give them a call today. All right. Moving right along. We have Hugh on the phone from Wells Fargo. Hugh, are you there?
I sure am. How are you doing?
Great. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Hugh. You're over at the event, right?
I'm not at the event, but we do have a team at the event today.
Oh, okay. That's just as well, right?
Yes, it is.
And what do you do at Wells Fargo? What's your division there?
Okay, so I'm a community outreach manager, and I'm responsible for the southern part of the U.S., so I have 8 states across the southern part of the U.S., and my job is to essentially work with our strategy to make sure that we keep people in their homes, that we also stabilize communities, and that we advocate for home ownership wherever possible.
Well, that must be a difficult job, taking into account the numbers of people that are in the foreclosure stream. So you guys are properly staffed for all that?
Yeah, well, what's important to remember is that, you know, nationally, 93% of our customers are actually paying on time. But in the South Florida market, not just West Palm Beach and south of that, basically about 9 out of 10 people, so right at 90% of the people are paying on time. You ask if we're appropriately staffed for it. Well, it's important to also know that we've increased our staffing. So since the beginning of 2009, we added over 10,000 people to the work that we do, which was 175% increase. Definitely appropriately staffed for where the current levels are in the market. And even in West Palm Beach, what we've seen is that we've seen our 30-day, 60-day, and 90-day delinquencies drop by greater than 10% year over year.
That's an indication that the market's getting better then?
It is an indication that the market's getting better. But, you know, when you think about the event today, participating in the event today was important simply because, you know, if you can help one customer, customers are still out there hurting, and it's important to make sure that we just continue to create opportunities to get in front of them.
Well, and that's what Wells Fargo does. You know, we've heard all the rumors about the banks and their lending practices. How does that fit in at Wells Fargo? I mean, you've got lots of money to lend, right?
Well, we, you know, right now we currently have number one market share in the Florida market as well as nationally. But being number one is not important. It's about doing things right. And we adhere to responsible lending and servicing principles. And that's important because, you know, you have to help your customers succeed financially. And part of that is putting them in products that they understand and that they can afford. And, you know, that's at the heart of what we do every day.
Well, the mortgage business for the average person is probably the most confusing thing that they'll ever deal with the exception of any IRS form. But you help them and walk them through the process?
Yeah, well, it's important whether they are having payment challenges or if they're buying a home that you are home preservation specialists, which, you know, help them when they're having payment challenges, or our home mortgage consultants. Work with them and, you know, thoroughly explain the process from beginning to end.
Well, that's what you do. And that's exactly. Well, it's not an easy thing. People are, you know, there's a lot of stress associated with foreclosures. And like we talked earlier in the show about people that have to leave their homes. So the stress factor is big. And when you're trying to hold on to a home, What are the qualifications? If someone's just having problems, they lost a job or the income became a little lower and they're struggling, is there a refinance program that you have? How do you help them stay in their homes?
Well, there could be a variety of things. First of all, when a person is experiencing hardships, you have to first understand the hardship. Is it a short-term hardship or is it a long-term hardship? Let me give an example of that. Short-term would be like unemployment, because if they are employable, then they will be able to overcome that. A long-term hardship may be, okay, maybe they had a job making $70,000 a year, and now they're making $50,000, so their income is significantly reduced. The first thing that you have to do when a person's having payment challenges, understand that difference. Is it short-term or long-term? The next thing that you really have to do is take a look at, based upon their income, their verifiable income, can you create affordability based off of the asset holder or the, you know, the investor of the particular loan that the customer's in. Let me go into that a little more.
Okay.
At Wells Fargo, 73% of the loans that we service are owned by Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, or Ginnie Mae, which buys FHA and VA mortgages.
Mm-hmm.
About 7% of them are private investors, which include pension funds, investment houses, banks, insurance companies, like your firefighters' pension for your local community. So there are different private investors that are in that 7%. And then the last 20% are owned by Wells Fargo. So when a customer experiences payment challenges, you always have to understand the hardship. But then in order to create affordability, you have to understand what the agreement with that investor will allow you to do. The last thing that you look at is you're going to look at the equity in the situation. Because when you have a customer who has stretched affordability with no equity, it's sometimes will change behaviors.
Well, I would think that in this marketplace, a behavior change would probably be good. And it's good to know that there are at least some banks out there that are still willing to help and do the right thing and help people out. So, Hugh, how do we get a hold of you at Wells Fargo there?
Well, you can visit wellsfargo.com/homeassist. And by visiting that site, you actually have the ability to go ahead and start a modification process. Or you can definitely reach out to our friends at Reach, no pun intended, and they will be able to help you get that process started.
Well, great. Hugh, I appreciate you stopping by today. And like you said, you have people out there at the event at Lake Worth High School that continues on until 3 p.m. today. That's at 1701 Lake Worth Road. And like I said, from 3 to 9, the Wells Fargo people will be there assisting you and helping in your loans and loan modifications. So let's take a look at another house, and then we'll do some news, and we'll just about be ready to wrap up the show here. So we have a property. Again, like I said, we have 96 properties that are ready for you to jump into and enjoy the pleasures of home ownership. In the city of West Palm Beach, it's also in West Palm Beach County, of course, there is an 810-square-foot two-bedroom property. It's perfect for the couple that wants to get away. It's the big bedroom adorns the tub-shower combo, central air and heat with ceramic tile and for the flooring. The kitchen package hosts a refrigerator, the range, and the microwave. It's a condo just made for that special couple. And you can find out more about that property by calling Reach at 561-491-1670. Ask them for more information about listing 3309. That's in West Palm Beach County. Once again, Reach Radio is here to assist low and moderate income families achieve the American dream of home ownership. Now, let's take a look at the final news. Professor Mort, what's going on?
Oh, thank you for the professor. I think it's still raining out there. So I just got a little bit more international news. I like to look at some of these international news stories because they affect us locally. And there are some very, very large banks that are operating internationally, but they have either holdings or a strong foothold in Palm Beach County and South Florida. The next one, and it's a short article, but it's about Deutsche Bank. Deutsche Bank lost a bid Wednesday to end a shareholder lawsuit accusing it of misrepresenting the risk of packaging home loans into complex financial products. Catherine Forrest, who is a U.S. district judge, denied a motion by the German bank to dismiss the lawsuit, which seeks class action status on behalf of investors accusing Deutsche Bank of scheming to maximize profit at their expense. Judge Forrest said plaintiffs have certainly set forth sufficient plausible allegations to support a claim for fraudulent schemes against Deutsche Bank. A spokesman for Deutsche Bank declined comment. They said that as a result of the bank's stock, actions, the stock plummeted 87% in 2009 and also in 2007. Forrest said that the shareholders had adequately alleged, while Deutsche Bank publicly touted its conservative lending standards, executives have provided information indicating the opposite. At the very least, the fact that information existed that was presenting and disproving the validity of public statements made by Deutsche Bank supports plausible allegations of financial recklessness. Okay, I'm going to end with something very interesting. And this is a report from RealtyTrack. And, you know, RealtyTrack is what most of the realtors look for their news. And also a lot of the banks look to RealtyTrack because they do a lot of surveys and try to look at the market. And they try to accurately report on what's happening with the market. But this is an article which was published from in RealtyTrack. The writer is Octavio Nuri. He's one of their staff writers. And it's titled, Who Stole the American Dream? When the Financial Crisis Commission issued their report in 2011, the bipartisan panel placed blame for the housing crisis on everybody. The big banks, borrowers, federal regulators, independent rating agencies, and the federal government. In a new book by Hendrik Smith titled Who Stole the American Dream? Just came out. You can buy it at Random House, or you can buy it at Amazon or any of the booksellers. Takes an approach similar to what the report said, namely that all of us are to blame for ruining the American dream. Over the past three decades, we have become two Americas, writes Smith, who is a Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter for the New York Times. Americans sense that something is profoundly wrong and that we have gone off track as a nation. The timeline to our modern national quagmire lies embedding a longer arc of history, and that history from 1977 to the present is the focus of the book. Corporate lobbying, argues Smith, ushered a major power shift away from the middle class to the wealthy. He writes in his book that an unequal distribution of wealth and its influence on politics has stolen the American dream from the middle class over the last 40 years. He documents the massive transfer of $6 trillion, that's trillion with a T, in middle-class wealth from homeowners to banks, even before the housing boom went bust. And he illustrates how U.S. policy favors the rich and stunts Americans' growth.
Fantastic. I tell you, I'm more interested in about this billion-dollar fast-track money that's available to people.
Oh, yeah. That's very interesting. And what's the number to call?
Oh, that would be 561-491-1670. That's about all the time we have left for the show today. We'd like to thank our guests for coming on and to remind you once again about the four properties that we featured today. Of course, at Boynton Beach, that's the three-bedroom property, and that's a good deal.
And don't forget the event.